You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, everybody, and here we are, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. I am your guide, Joanna Intara, and if you're new joining us today, I want to extend a huge welcome to you and invite you to drink in more of what we've got going on over here at our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. We are having a fabulous time over there with practices and nudges to move you in the right direction so that you can have all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire. We also have challenges that go on every week in addition to very deep personal stories, not only from myself, but the journey that I go through each day with sitting with the couples and clients that are dealing with all of the relationship issues that go along with love and closeness and hot sex. And our theme this week is on the subject of love, how to have it, how to strengthen it, how to keep it, and also how to get it back when you feel like it's gone. It's not an easy thing to do because, as we have been talking about in our last two live podcasts, is that we have not been taught how to cultivate love. Sometimes we get love through our earliest experiences of parenting and family, and sometimes that can be a good thing. Often it's a good thing. And there are, for so many people, where the love transmission is filled sometimes with things that prevent love from flowing. And of course, none of us know all these things until we get in deep primary partnership with somebody, where we are with somebody and in some ways that re-triggers all of the experiences and imprints that we all have or had in our earliest experiences of being with another, which are usually our primary caregivers. For most of us, mom and dad, some of us mom and mom, or dad and dad, or a community of people that may have raised us. And so I just want to invite you to settle in and grab a cup of hot tea and deepen into this podcast episode title, which is Living in True Love, Getting It Back When It's Gone, so that you can have all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire. And I just think this is such an important subject to dive deep into. I really believe that when you carefully and consciously and with a whole lot of heart and focused mind and body and soul dive deep into what it really takes to live in really true love so that you can have it grow and strengthen and be a source of nourishment and a place of refuge in your heart and the heart of your relationship. So many good things happen, especially for parents who have children watching them and how they do love and connection and closeness. They are mainlining and taking that right in. And so let's let today be an anchor of how we can really cultivate that true love and get it back when it feels like it's gone. Because I'll tell you, there are so many times that I just hear from couples, especially my parent couples, that after kids and work and, they're being self-employed or having a big job at a startup or similar, it can feel like life literally gobbles up everything. And that can include the love, it can include the closeness, it can include the sex. And so my stake in the ground is supporting you in getting that to be more easily embodied and coming online. And I just want to start by saying that love really comes from a place of creativity and connection. When you meet your person, there's fireworks that feel like they come and fall out from the sky. I certainly felt that, and I know that many of my colleagues, peers, and friends and clients did as well. And we see in that other person a possibility, a hope, so much projection as well. But there's also genuine love there as well, and presence, and all of the qualities that we all love and that many of us experience, in those first times when we meet people, along with all the hormones that go along with it. And I really believe that learning how to create secure emotional attachment is the prerequisite that really helps true love, not just romantic love, that love that we, experience during the first part of connecting with somebody. But true love, I think, requires and really believe that it requires learning how to have secure emotional attachment. And so, if you learn how to do that, which I strongly recommend, it develops so many qualities about how to express real deep emotions, which are triggered often in deep partnerships. And it also helps you develop creativity. It helps you develop that connection filled with creativity. It helps you develop presence. It helps you develop the ability to stand nakedly and vulnerably in some of your deepest feelings and share those with your beloved. It helps you learn how to be a noble adversary, as a colleague shared with me that term last year, which I really enjoyed, learning how to do conflict really, really well. And so, broken down into steps, what you need to learn how to do if you really, really want that love to be there, which I know that you do, is that ability to stand really naked in emotional vulnerability without defense, without blame, without attribution. And the second part of that is to learn how to be really intimate with yourself as a starting point. And that means learning how to be in relationship with all of your parts, your thoughts, your opinions, your patterns of mind, your patterns of how you speak, your ways of being in your heart, or ways of being in your body, or ways of being in your instinct. We're all comprised of so many different parts, often downloaded from our lineages, but also grown as we live our own lives. And to do that is no small feat. It requires connection, and it requires ongoing relationship and willingness to turn on the inner flashlight and look and see exactly what is inside. And learning how to create that real connection is a foundation of what can truly build real and true sustainable love. So, if you feel like the love is gone, I'd really invite you to consider, step one of how are you standing naked in any kind of emotional vulnerability with your partner? Without defense, blame, attribution, meaning kind of putting it on them in case you're not familiar with the term. And the second part of being truly intimate with yourself, with all of your parts, being able to bring language to them, being able to navigate the space in between your parts. One of the things that I love about the word intimate or intimacy is that the prefix int actually means the space in between. If we think about all the words that have int in them, interplay, intercourse, intention, intimacy, international, and so on and so forth, they're all about navigating and negotiating the in-between spaces and like us too, we all have in between spaces inside of all of our parts, you know, the part of us that feels one way or thinks another way, the part of us that could speak this way, and the part of our instincts that say that instead. And so learning how to do that is really, really important so that you can then, with that intimacy that you have with yourself, also be able to share that with your partner. It's such a inside out job. You know, and I'll just share that I always wanted to live in the truest love because I knew that that was a part of having all of the super hot sex, love, and closeness that I desired and that I deserved. I grew up loving romance and love poems, hearts and the stars, and I did live in a household that was filled with a lot of lovelessness and lack of care and deep conflict-ridden insecure attachment. There was no talk of how to do true love. There was no example of how to cultivate it so that, you know, people were connected and close. And I wanted all that. And so it ignited a really deep, journey for me to figure out how to do this. How do you do passion? How do you do love? How do you do closeness? And I always felt like I not only desired it, but also deserved it. And this is what I see so deeply in the people that I work with as well. Everybody wants to have that intimate, deep, loving, hot sexual connection with their partner. Most people do, but didn't come from lineages. So I think we really have to take ourselves off the hook. And I myself never lost sight of it and knew how much it mattered, even though I didn't really have the role modeling of how to do that. And I just felt this desire in my bones that I was just determined to and going to have it one day and to get it in full all the way home in my heart and my soul in every single way that I desired. And so I searched for it for a long time, and only the obstacles to it appeared. Most notably, in my marriage with my beloved, I've definitely been challenged and tested at times to really reach deep into my soul and also personal practices to learn how to create love and open up to it, even when I felt disconnected, even when I felt like I was coming from a loveless place, on how to really embody the creativity to love so that I could also experience the great love I felt destined to experience. And because we don't get any training on how to do love, or because we also get the training on how it looks or should look, and how it should magically appear and unfold, but really never any tools to do that. What I see people do is, I think it's a setup, and I see people have feelings of failure, hopelessness about how to sustain love once we find it, what to do once we feel disconnected from love. The worst part, maybe thinking that the person we are with is wrong for us, feelings of worthlessness and confusion and doubt, self-doubt and hurt. And those really hurt because it indicates a separateness feeling from true love, starting with our own. And I think it's also one of the most painful and isolative experiences that can happen. And it happens to almost every couple or person in relationship that I have ever worked with, including myself, which is why, in order to actually have a relationship that's hot, loving, and close, you really need to know how to cultivate it and get it back when it seems to be gone. And it's a lot easier said than done. But what I really believe is that it doesn't have to be. So the part that I want to acknowledge is that it's so important for us. What you can do is diving into the most disconnected parts, the parts that don't feel love, that don't feel connected, that feel separate, that feel something that you might judge as being unsavory. Diving into that with the right healing attitude instead of all the usual things we do that humans can do. We can blame and we can attribute and we can judge and criticize. Instead of actually ultimately learning how to really open to love and to the deep care inside of us that's available when we choose to focus our hearts in that direction and cultivate that. So, I'm like in the other couple, a work in progress, and I am really proud of the deep work that's been done on that end to cultivate the right healing attitude, to cultivate and grow love, considering everything that I've shared with you about where I come from and my lineage and the presence and deep creative care and love that is required in order to really have that. And when you do that, when you take that seriously, when you cultivate the right healing attitude, when you choose to turn yourself towards growing that love and being willing to be connected to all of your parts, as I was saying a little bit earlier in the podcast, it becomes a really sweet heart nectar to enjoy. And not only for us to enjoy as partners, but also truly to watch our kids bathe in the benefit and the legacy of love that we are leaving for them as well. And I do feel that as a responsibility because I truly believe that couples who are experiencing hot sex, love, and closeness, can leave a profound legacy of love to their children, which impacts their little internal inside themselves sense of community and all their parts, and literally can change the world because of the ways that it ripples out. And that's really thrilling. It's really, really, really exciting. And so if you've come to the place where you feel disconnected from love and you don't know how to get it back, I really hope that you have found something in here today that can support you. And if you would like to let us know how this was for you, you can comment on iTunes. We would love to hear from you. Or you can hop over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. Do let us know who you are and what you thought. We would love to answer any of your questions, and we will aim to do that in a future podcast. But I just want to say to you, do not give up on love because there will come the day where you come face to face with the truth that that is the glue that holds it together. Kind of like, who was it? The singer. I think it was Loretta. Was it Loretta Lynn who said that love was the foundation we lean on? Love is the foundation that we lean on. And it's true. When you're a parent, couple, you have small children, you're trying to grow your career, maybe you're self-employed or at a startup or all of that, it is so worth it to cultivate a life full of love and to find the ways that it works and to do the work of getting intimate with your parts and the obstacles that are in the way of love. And even more so, if you are suffering, this is not negotiable any longer. And I just know and deeply believe that you can have this. I know and deeply believe that you can have this. And from walking this path that I am sharing with you today of cultivating true love so thoroughly and so unbrokenly that I can guide you there as well. And it doesn't have to be hard, it can shift and it can be thorough. So I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear if you grew up with good love role models and how that's shown up for you, and to be more connected with you. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to sharing more with you on the subject of closeness and intimacy next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.